Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we're about to have a teaching on Joshua chapter 17. I remember first going through the Bible, and Moses, you know, a great leader, Moses, and most people know about Moses. I thought in my mind, who was going to take Moses' place? And I was very surprised when I heard, you know, saw that the choice was Joshua, because all through the time that Moses was alive, Joshua did not stand out as someone who I thought would possibly be the next leader. But I realized that I am thinking in terms of a human being and not in terms of God. Number one, God always looks at the heart, and He is looking for that heart for His leaders that really belong to Him. And as we have gone along, I have seen, you know, that heart that Joshua has for the Lord, and that he is teachable. He's learned. He learns, and he's growing, and he is growing stronger and stronger, you know, as a leader. But I also thought about how it is when you are in leadership, how to navigate all of the arguments and everything that can come up. And I especially thought about that near the end of the reading today. These are the two verses that were in my mind. That was 14 and 15 in Joshua 17. It says, "Then the people of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, 'Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, although I'm a numerous people, since all along the Lord has blessed me?' And Joshua said to them, 'If you are a numerous people, go up by yourselves to the forest, and there clear ground for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you.'" And that's the word of the Lord. I thought about how when I'm in my flesh, there's a saying, you know, people say, talking out of both sides of the mouth. And I realize that that can happen. I can say something, and yet my actions show that I'm not really believing the things that I'm saying. And I can see this happening with these people of Ephraim and Manasseh. In one moment, they're bragging about how blessed they are, and then in the next moment, they are believing that they have been shortchanged in the allotment. And then, you know, they go on and they talk about the Canaanites being in the land, and like we have said before, you know, that God had given them that land, and so the Canaanites being in it was no, you know, big deal when you compare it to the Lord and working with the Lord. And I had written in my notes, I said that the land required some clearing, and they rather than clearing the land that they had been given, they wanted to have a land that was already cleared. And that reminded me again of when I think about abstinence and what happens. You know, the thing is that God gives us deliverance regarding this food situation, but it doesn't mean that we won't have to put effort into both acquiring it and maintaining it. And if we choose to focus on the problem, the problem will eventually seem bigger than the Lord Himself. And that's not true. I thought about that yesterday because, you know, in order to stay abstinent, in my household, people, you know, people don't necessarily even eat the way that I eat. Most of them do not. And they do not want to eat the way that I eat. And I'm not forcing anybody. But as being here and This is my home. That means that either I have to provide the food or cook the food or whatever that needs to be done. And so I cannot have an attitude of, grumpiness because of the things that I need to do. Or I cannot also, not do it. I can't say, well, please, I'm not going to be doing all of this. Well, if I was in my flesh, yeah, I could do that. And so God's blessing of abstinence to me means that I need to do the legwork that needs to be done. They say to pray, plan, and protect. Well, that's going to happen a lot when you're dealing with food. And I don't focus on the situation that it takes work for me. Otherwise, if I did, it is going to seem bigger than the Lord himself. And that is not true. Nothing is bigger than my God. But let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I do want to be used by you every day of my life. But this I know. Let me get into idolatry with the food. Let me be into lusting after whatever. No, it's not happening. So, Father, in the name of the Lord, let me see what a beautiful privilege it is, Lord, to be used by you. I thank you, Lord, in every day, teach us all how to be excellent leaders for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.